This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We've got it.
The trash man is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It is the 18th day. That's right. We are now 18 days out from the unbelievably historic and critical midterm elections that are a referendum on nationalism versus globalism. But really what they're a test of is, can the Democrats get enough illegal aliens to vote? In the past, that had not been the issue. They were just having Democrats and people they hired, like homeless, go out and vote off of the voter registration rolls of people who'd recently died in obituaries. They would take the obituaries and line those up. And that's the famous thing Democrats are well known for and have been caught literally tens of thousands of times doing. And then all the Project Veritas underground video showing all of it. But now in Texas and other areas, it's in the Washington Times, it's in the Houston Chronicle, Texas Democrats openly ask non-citizens to register to vote, and they run the voter registration operations. Now, that's out of Houston and Austin and other cities they've been caught. And this is official. And they've also caught Democrats using early voting ballots that you can mail in to engage in the massive coordinated fraud. And that's just what's going on in Texas that we've caught them doing. As the investigators say, they estimate that they might bust one group for maybe 1% of the fraud they're engaging in. So it's probably for every group you bust, 100 other groups out there operating conservatively, and then you only bust the group that you do bust for a tiny percentage of what they're doing as well. But remember, the Democrats are trying to kill logic. They're all over the news saying it's insane, Trump's insane, Alex Jones is insane. No one is trying to vote illegally. It doesn't exist. And no one wants illegal aliens to vote, and illegal aliens aren't voting. And no one's voting in the names of dead people, even though it's a joke that more dead people vote in Chicago than living. LBJ got into Congress, famously, stuffing ballot boxes in Texas. It's a fact. But the death of logic is that they will then tell you on the news, mainstream media and leftist media, that they're registering illegals to vote, that a whole bunch of Democrat-controlled states have legalized illegal aliens voting in many cities and counties. So they're mainlining it with one arm and then telling you out of the other side of their mouth it's not happening. It's incredible. Now, the big news today, is this. We've known this. It's been clear that they've been hyping that Trump and myself and others are wanting to carry out violence or provocateur violence against the media. Well, they actually provocateur violence against us. And building up towards the election, it's clear the pre-programming has been massive, like a PR rollout for the Super Bowl or, you know, a new Hanes underwear commercial. I mean, you know when a new flavor of Coca-Cola is coming out because the ads are everywhere. Well, they're hyping that there's going to be terror attacks against the media and that it's conservatives and Christians and libertarians and nationalists' fault and mainly Donald Trump and Alex Jones. And so we've all got to be shut down and we've all got to be arrested and then they lie about what we've said. Well, now they've gone into total overdrive saying that the attacks on the media are imminent, that Trump wants to get journalists murdered and killed. And 18 days out, I'm more sure than ever, they are getting ready to false flag universities, schools, government buildings, media complex systems, And that's why they want us off the air and censored before they pull it, so that there's no countervailing narrative of questioning who benefits and who has a history of doing it and who's been hyping it's imminent.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This is a red alert. This is a red alert. This is an emergency alert. Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, 18 days out from the most historic election in world history. I've been saying that for 2 years since Trump became president-elect, almost 2 years ago. And now even the Council on Foreign Relations and the Financial Times of London and Atlantic Monthly admit that it is a referendum on nationalism versus globalism. It's a referendum on can we stop massive coordinated election fraud from battleground states across the country. Now, international and national polls show that Texas is about 20% more Republican than it is in Democrat. And folks know that Republicans and conservatives tend to vote more than liberals. So why do they see Texas as a potential blue state? Because of election fraud. And because they're cheating, we're going to have to work harder. I've got the Washington Times, you name it, all reporting on Democrats publicly registering illegal aliens to vote. Now, illegal aliens voting has not been a big deal. It's usually folks voting the names of dead folks, usually homeless people. They bust around to do it. That's well known. But they're telling illegals that it's okay and that it's their right now, and they have to make it official because the average illegal doesn't want to commit a crime, actually, on average. They're just here illegally. They're a little bit scared of being picked up. And so the extent of their criminal activity is generally just wanting a better life. But the Democrats are going to induct them into this brainwashing and into this corruption, and more the illegals are voting. And many cities, like San Francisco, let illegal aliens vote in local elections. This is treason. But you let sanctuary cities break the law, they're going to go all the way. So coming up, Texas Democrats ask non-citizens to register to vote. It's mainstream news. And we've got news out of Fort Worth, out of Dallas, and out of Houston, where they're busting Democrats on the payroll of the Democratic Party in battleground Texas, going in and filling out absentee ballots of old people who they know they're in a nursing home, or they know they've got Alzheimer's, and they've got a list of them, and they go through and they fill them out. They get a mail to them, they fill them out, and they mail them back in. So this is just an incredible time to be alive, obviously. The really big news is that the Democrats are now, and the deep state, and the corporate media, and the Hollywood scum that's perched on top of us, feeding off of us, has now gone from a parroting drumbeat of Alex Jones and President Trump are organizing people to kill mainstream media. Oh, we're victims. Oh, my gosh. If you criticize us or call us liars, you're trying to get us killed. It's gone from a steady drumbeat to a banging crescendo to now a cacophony that sounds like a thousand railway trains, you know, rumbling back past your house in the dead of night, blowing their whistles. And what does that tell me? I'm not a rocket scientist like Neil Armstrong. But I know when I see a big, giant corporate alignment chirping the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again, that they know something's coming. It's called basic deduction, my dear Watson. And that they have a history of staging events against themselves. They have a history of hyping it. They have a history of then blaming innocent groups they want to enslave or take rights away with it. And they are desperate, cornered rats right now. And that they are preparing to allow terror attacks, to provocateur terror attacks, or to carry them out whole cloth and then drop Alex Jones, InfoWars, or Donald Trump paraphernalia at the scene. That's a 2 plus 2 equals 4 deduction. There's no doubt, 18 days out, that they've got a bunch of different projects, from, I'd say, truck bombs to mass shooters, to poisoning, that they've got a long line of different scenarios ready with the bombs loaded on the trucks, with the chemical and biological weapons loaded up in the basements, with the shooters with their cartridges prepared, with their magazines fixed. Think about that. Is there any doubt? Meanwhile, what do? Every day, until I can't even track it anymore, they say 25th Amendment, remove the president, on every major news channel. It was Mika Brzezinski and others yesterday. Today, it's Rosie O'Donnell saying use the military to kill the president and to attack the White House. Well, right after Trump got elected, Atlantic Monthly reported that they were preparing a Pentagon plan with stay-behind networks, not the whole Pentagon, but Democrat cells, operatives, just like the Justice Department, to overthrow the president, not just with the 25th Amendment, but with a military coup d'etat. So you think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Media false flag imminent, establishment trying to kick InfoWars off the internet before big event. That's from back in August. And, you know, I knew they were going to take us off the internet and ban us when there were thousands of articles a day some days, hundreds every day, and every local news station, even where I live, and family all over the country saying, you're on the news every night saying you're a white supremacist and that you bully children and that you did all these terrible things and that you want violence and that you want to kill the media and blah, blah, blah. And I said, it's preparing to ban me a few months before the election. And then if Congress doesn't act and if the president doesn't act immediately, they will then remove every other libertarian, every conservative, every Christian, every nationalist, every common sense person. And you notice, exactly as I said, it's now happened. Because I know giant PR rollouts when I see it. Good Lord. It's like Poland in 1940. Hitler massed a couple million troops on their border and kept saying, we're not going to attack, as they lined up all the heavy artillery and troops. I mean, you know when you're about to get your ass invaded. And I told everybody, it isn't about Alex Jones. They're coming for you. And everybody kind of, oh, we better not say too much to defend Alex. We'll get censored. And then they just every day, a couple thousand more conservatives, some with millions of followers, some with hundreds of thousands. Every day, thousands and thousands of Twitter and Facebook sites. Everyone I know has had theirs banned. Even just basic stuff that's Christian or pro-military or pro-gun. It's all gone. They're going to take it all. Because they're getting ready to blow up federal buildings and shoot up schools and blame it on us. And they're going to wind the mob up to come and grab us out of our houses and drag us off and have the police capitulate to their Strong Cities Initiative and literally have UN control, which they've openly announced they're planning. And you go, my God, that's an insane scenario. I know. They're insane. They're out of control. It's unbelievable. And now, gentlemanly David Knight and his Real News Twitter account with hundreds of thousands of followers. He has that libertarian. It's huge as well, but they'll probably try to get that. He's had that since Twitter began. The genteel David Knight did a satire reading an article out of BabylonBee.com about Hillary Clinton being only 50% reptoid. We don't push the reptoid conspiracy. He certainly doesn't. And BuzzFeed reported it. Even though we said it was satire and someone else's satire, and it was removed. That's how they operate. But don't worry. They're removing anybody that warns of the dangers of STDs and unprotected sex now. So everything is bug-chasing San Francisco. The insane San Francisco culture of the most nihilistic people is now in control. And if you look where 95% of the tech's based, it's in San Francisco. So the mental illness of San Francisco is now being projected onto everyone. David Knight and Paul Joseph Watson, straight ahead on the other side. Spread the live links. Override the censors.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're only 18 days out from the historic midterm elections, and David Knight joins us from the other studio. I am Pindar, the reptoid ruler of Earth, and I've taken over InfoWars so that it will be politically correct now. Again, thank you for joining me. Now, the reason I have David Knight here today with me is that he has been banned off of Twitter with his successful program that was being transmitted there titled The Real News with David Knight. Now, because of that, we need to get into the reason it happened. Mr. Knight read from a satire article, BabylonBee.com, Hillary Clinton's release of DNA test results proving she's only half lizard. And Mr. Knight made a joke comparing it to Elizabeth Warren, and, well, he's now gotten banned. We're going to pull that clip up a little bit later for you, but this affront happened in the last 24 hours. Joining us is David Knight, still broadcasting on hundreds of radio and TV stations, and of course at Infowars.com/show. Though Soros and I are working hard to stop that. And we can make jokes about this all day, but there's a large stack of news articles here where they say Alex Jones and Infowars are still on Twitter despite the ban. We've got MSN reporting breathlessly on that. Get him off, get everything off. But now you can't even make a joke, David. Perhaps we'll all be arrested for what we're doing now. Or is it that you know who is in command by who you can't criticize? Is it actually that David Icke could be correct and that I am actually a real reptoid 14 trillion years old from the planet Pindarius and that Hillary is one of my hatchlings of true royal lineage and that's why you're not allowed to criticize her? What do you think, Mr. Knight?
Well, I think if we could show that she was at least 0.09% reptilian DNA, then she would qualify, just like Elizabeth Warren qualifies for being a Cherokee. But no, Alex, you know, we look at the Elizabeth Warren thing. It should have been considered to be satire. And I thought it was perfect that the Babylon Bee did that story, saying that after looking at Elizabeth Warren's thing, Hillary had her own DNA test, and she said, those conservatives are lying. I'm not 100% reptilian DNA. I'm only 50%. Now, what the Daily Beast did was really reprehensible on a number of levels. They came out yesterday at 5:26 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They came out and said Alex Jones and his InfoWars outlet were permanently banned from Twitter in September. The move seemed to be a death blow for InfoWars. Just weeks before, they've been kicked off of platforms like YouTube and Facebook. Now, of course, they don't mention the fact that YouTube and Facebook and Apple were colluding. They did it within hours of each other, all of them doing it at the same time. And then, of course, they also colluded with the press. And we saw this pattern happen again last week. We had another 800 alternative media sites that were shut down. Facebook and Twitter within hours of each other. The press had already been notified. The press already had their stories ready to run just like they did with us. So they're wringing their hands at the Daily Beast saying, well, they should be down, but they're still up. How are they still up? How are they still communicating with people? And how do we get them off of the remaining social media sites? And so they then cite me. They said, in fact, 2 months after Jones and InfoWars are supposedly shunned, a number of accounts remain live and tweeting. On Tuesday, the Twitter account for InfoWars Real News Show with host David Knight promoted Knight's claim that Hillary Clinton is, quote, 50% reptilian DNA. So they put that out there as if I'm taking that seriously. No, it is a satire. Elizabeth Warren's claims are satire. But, Alex, the real amazing thing about this to me is that it was the Daily Beast that was attacking Danny Williams when he was asking a real question of Bill Clinton, and that was, please take a DNA test so I can know who my father is. You've paid Highway Patrol in Arkansas. Every Christmas they would deliver cash to my mother. My mother, who's black, says that you are my father. I look like you. I'm lighter skinned than my sister. Can I please have some closure on this? Will you please take a DNA test, either put this to rest and show that it's not true, or then to let me know that I've got a father and do and you know welcome me into the family? And he was vilified by the press there in that press conference, especially by this reporter from the Daily Beast. And she was so bad, Alex, you remember that. It was live streamed here on InfoWars. I, at one point, attacked her instead of talking to Danny Williams. I said, how dare you treat him like this? And she said, who are you? I said, I'm David Knight from InfoWars. And she goes, oh, InfoWars. And this is the Daily Beast that's shutting us down. One more thing.
Let's expand on this. Let's expand. They're like, how dare they be able to communicate? Because they want to be able to lie about us and say that we want violence and that we want to attack the press while they call for blowing up the White House, while Rosie O'Donnell calls for the military to take Trump out at the White House, while they say hashtag hunt Republicans, while they say kidnap Barron Trump and raping, while they say all of this insane crap, they want to silence us everywhere. And then when you read and say it's a satire article, because I've seen the video, we're going to play it later, and you joke about a satire article and make jokes, they then misrepresent that we're saying that we believe reptoids are running things when that's not what we've said. That's not what we do. Just like they said that I say that there's Martian moon bases with slave children. I've offered $1 million. This is a Gore mask from Star Trek. This is not real. It's a joke. And everybody knows that. They'll probably say, in fact, the last time I did this like 5 years ago, they said Jones thinks lizards are real and dressed up like one on the show because they think their own readers don't get satire. This is the incredible mental illness
of what these people are doing. And it just gets more and more and more insane, David. And again, do you agree with me that ahead of the midterms, they're planning something really, really big, that they're everywhere saying Trump's going to cause violence? Here's one right here. Just today, there's just tons of these saying that Trump's going to get a bunch of people killed. Trump wants the media dead. Vox editor Trump hopes his supporters will murder journalists. I mean, this is incredible. They're the ones calling for violence, David.
Well, Alex, you know, they could be laying the foundation for that. But let me tell you something. They have overthrown our government and our foundation and our constitution and our individual rights if we allow them to get away with shutting down the free press and free speech. Free speech is separate from freedom of the press. It's bad enough to take away the freedom of the press. But what they're doing on social media is taking away the ability of people to read the press and then comment on what they agree with and what they disagree with. And that's what they're taking down. And they understand that satire, I honestly don't think they're that stupid. I honestly don't think that Twitter is that stupid. They did it within a couple of hours of this.
No, they know it's a fraud, David. And again, Twitter's used more than telephones now in many areas. The head of Penn and Teller came out and said that it's more powerful than the courts now. So they silence us and then they demonize us and they defame us. And we don't have a way to respond back or post legal notices or challenge their lies. And they are abusing their authority. Big tech's out of control. Even the head of Google now admits they're censoring people and says, yeah, we're helping China. He told Congress in a letter last week, censorship can help the government. It's a good service we're offering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we can use this outside of China as well. And then we saw the good censor document that was in Breitbart saying that we're not going to follow the model that has been the historically in America where we have a free marketplace and free speech. We're going to follow the European idea that we're going to have dignity instead of liberty. Well, that's not a European idea, really. That's a B.F. Skinner behavioral modification idea. He wrote the book Beyond Freedom and Dignity. That's really where they're going. They're trying to modify our behavior.
That's right. And they take your popular Twitter account down, very genteel professional show you have, and then lie about you and say you believe space aliens run things and that Hillary's really a reptoid and engage in fake news fraud against you when they silence you. That is the criminal activity we're dealing with.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Days. 18. Judgment Day.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
So, David Knight has the David Knight Show. That's what we're calling it now. Stations like that better. From 8 to 11, 8 a.m. Central. And I love how when they say ban Alex Jones, he's done all these horrible things, and then lie about what I've done, then they try to extend it to, well, David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson or anybody that's affiliated with InfoWars, they're banned too. Oh, but we're not censoring. Oh, we're private companies. And then their own documents come out admitting Twitter, Facebook, Google, Apple are all coordinating together. And so now Sundar, who had his head of global privacy, lie to Congress 3 weeks ago and say, there's no dragonfly, there's no plan to censor, we're not censoring here. Sundar's like, yes, we are censoring everyone, and we're helping China, and it is good value. We will help you here in America censor. It is very good. I mean, these are quotes. Type it in. Google CEO admits to China censorship and says it has great attributes for here. Oh, we know Sundar. Sundar, slayer of the First Amendment. Sundar came to America and conquered them. Sundar. So now, David Knight, who has a very family show, cerebral, 9 million people were downloading it every month on iTunes. That was all just, you're not allowed to do that. It's delisted. No. No. And, of course, Apple just put up an index for people so that they would go and get our streams from there. They were using us, not the other way around. So Paul Watson's coming up here in a moment to comment on this and more. But let's be very clear. We build the content. And like Drudge has warned over and over again, you send everything to Facebook and Twitter, and it becomes the platform, and then it can curate the reality it wants. And then it can lie about you and tie your hands behind your back. Like in a boxing match, you're tied up on a post, your legs are bound, you got a gag in your mouth, and then the trendies and the skinny jeans can walk up and boom, 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 punch you, and everybody goes, whoa, how awesome you are. It's unbelievable. And we've let them just run on and run on and run on. Because historically, people never recognized the new tyranny. They always remember the last tyranny. Hitler and his little clown outfit, or Stalin, or Mao, or Hugo Chavez, or Fidel Castro. They always remember the last caricature. You know, a third world dictator in an army uniform. That's not what they look like. They look like Tim Cook. They look like Barack Obama. They look like Sundar Pichari. Little smiling, non-threatening dudes. Kind of like in the first Despicable Me. I love the little Bill Gates type guy. He's kind of a little nerd, but he's totally horrible and evil. And oh, I'm liberal. I'm trying to go kill you. That's exactly who they are. And they're deadly dangerous. And they've already raped this country. And they're trying to stop our nation coming back. These people are sick. Now, finishing with David Knight and Paul Watson's taking over. Here is the clip from, what, a day ago that got David Knight banned on, you know, we started about 14 months ago, The Real News with David Knight. Got a couple hundred thousand followers, whatever. Just a place to say, here's David Knight, here's where he can tweet, send out links, communicate. You know, you could have some twisted argument to get me off air and then, you know, misrepresent. But David, there's nothing there. So again, they silenced him, they ban him, they ban you being able to communicate with him. And then they lie about him and say he believes reptoids are running things. One of their favorite things they use on me. That's David Icke. And I mean, these people are pretty soulless. They might as well be reptoids. The point is that it doesn't matter. Even if he wanted to just say on Twitter, I believe Hillary's half alien, that'd be his right. And of course, all the other groups can do that and leave it alone. No, it's that it's funny. And then we're making fun of Elizabeth Warren and her fake Native American claims. And it was satirical. And he was reading out another satirical article, BabylonBee.com, which says in the first line, this is satire. And we have it on screen. But again, they don't show when they ban you. And then the Daily Beast, Soros-funded, lies. Because these are lie machines who work in concert to murder the truth. So here is what got David Knight banned.
Let's talk a little bit about Hillary Clinton. Because as all of this news about Elizabeth Warren's ancestry is coming out, there was some breaking news from Babylon Bee, the satire site. And they said shortly after Elizabeth Warren released a DNA test that she may or that may not show that she is 1/1024th Native American, the failed presidential candidate and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton showed her DNA test that conclusively proved that she is only 50% reptilian. The test conducted by a renowned DNA expert showed that only 50% of her blood comes from reptilian humanoids from space bent on destroying humanity. Many Washington insiders have claimed that she was 100% reptilian, but these claims have now been shown to be a hoax. Babylon Bee quotes Hillary Clinton saying on an interview Sunday, I am happy to announce that I am only half reptile. I hope my critics will think twice before calling me a space reptile now, since that's only half true. I'm only part lizard person. Thank you very much. Well, that's not the worst thing that's been said about Hillary Clinton. That would be a step up for her, actually, to be a reptilian space lizard.
So he says it's satire. He says it'd be a step up for her. They've had to update it and apologize. Hey, we're a satire site, But everybody's getting really upset about this. Yeah, people are now being banned for covering your satire and saying it's satire, and then lying and saying you didn't say it's satire. But I never even satirically said that there were Martian colonies with slave children on them. They just made it up. And why not? Because if they can silence you, then they can say whatever they want about you. That's the other equation of censorship. David, you'll be back tomorrow where people can't censor you for now, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., Infowars.com/show. And that's why it's so critical. Every listener has to email their friends and family daily and say, First Amendment's under attack. Here's what they don't want you to hear. Text message friends and family our articles. The live feeds, Infowars.com/show, or the pages we post that say what the top topic is so people understand. This is urgent. They're trying to shut us down ahead of the election, and only by listeners spreading the word, signing up for our free newsletter, and then sending that email on at Infowars.com/newsletter. Only by doing that will we get around the censors, David.
Absolutely, Alex. And, you know, we're talking about DNA. As I said before, the serious question about DNA was shut down at that press conference by the Daily Beast when Danny Williams wanted to know if Bill Clinton would take a DNA test to verify or to deny his paternity. But, of course, let's talk a little bit about the DNA of the Daily Beast. It was just a few days ago that we pointed out that Chelsea Clinton sits on the board of the company that owns the Daily Beast, and she's been rewarded with $6.6 million for doing so. So I guess that makes Hillary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton part of the DNA of the Daily Beast. It's their ancestors, you know, the parent and the grandmother of the Daily Beast. But, Alex, I want to say something about Twitter because, you know, we've had this situation with Farrakhan coming out and saying Jews are, he's not anti-Semitic, he's anti-termite. And they said, well, that doesn't violate our rules because he didn't say that about any specific person. They're saying that I violated the rules because I had targeted harassment of a specific person. In other words, Hillary Clinton and, you know, being a reptile.
Yeah, a public figure. They're not saying it's bullying.
That's right.
If you,
that's right.
She calls me a dark heart and the worst person in the world, but yeah. Then I can't say anything bad about her.
And she's serious about that. But let me, you know, when we had this statement, this interview with Wired Magazine that Jack Dorsey had talking about Twitter, CEO of Twitter, and he said, oh, all that stuff about us being the free speech wing of the free speech party, that was just a joke. No, they've become a joke themselves. But then he went on to say, a lot of people come to Twitter, they don't actually see an app or service. What that kind of looks like is a public square. And they have the same sort of expectations of a public square. And that is what we have to make sure they get right. Also, make sure that everyone feels safe in that public square. So he uses the term public square three times. When he testified before Congress, he used the term public square five times. Alex, we have a Supreme Court decision that says in 1946, Marsh versus Alabama, that if you are in the public square, even if it is privately owned, they can't stop your speech in the public square. We've let a Supreme Court decision, Roe v. Wade, kill tens of millions of babies. But we ignore this Supreme Court decision that would protect us from having the public square killed by
justice. Oh, there's no doubt that they operate and they have liability protection because they are a public square. Then they jump back and say they're publishers and censor us. If Congress just acts, the president acts, it's over for them. But whatever you do, folks, they can't stop you. Word of mouth, local stations, TV, radio, internet, telling people, tune into the Alex Jones Show, tune into David Knight. He won't be back tomorrow. That's Saturday, but I am coming to the show Saturday. He'll be back Monday, 8 a.m. Thank you, David Knight. Paul Watson, straight ahead.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that we're having an NPC meme contest. NPC at Infowars.com is where you send the videos, where you send the text memes, the visual memes. And I'm going to announce on Tuesday the winner, $10,000 for the best NPC meme. That includes Infowars.com and the work we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen. So let's hit them, and let's hit them hard. Also, please don't forget, if you're looking at Infowars.com, you can see the limited edition Trump victory over the Gorgon Hillary shirt. And we're not calling for violence like the left is. It's simply an archetypal image of Perseus severing the head of the Gorgon and then being able to turn the Gorgon's evil power against our enemies, which Hillary is, along with Nancy Pelosi, another Gorgon, two of our secret weapons in the midterm elections and 2020. Even Democrats are all over the news saying, go away, Hillary, everyone hates you, but she won't go away. Super high-quality fabric, made in America, printed in Texas. Super nice shirt, very soft fabric. It's an expensive shirt for us to produce. So most of our shirts are $19 or whatever, $24.95, because it really is a designer shirt. And it's my favorite. Very, very obnoxious. It's what I wear out in public. And I just it's the ultimate triggering shirt. And free shipping store-wide, 50% off all the supplements, 35% off the highest quality storable food. It's all the big sales in one because they're trying to take our payment processors away, and they're celebrating it, saying they want to bankrupt us and shut it down. But for now, you can get your orders in. Order comes through. We ship it right out to you. So Christmas, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all rolled into one. Please get great products at the same time, whether it's Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Brain Force Plus, Survival Shield X2. It's all 50% off, even though X2, this is the last run. We have not secured this formula again. But I think I got some good news soon. We'll see. But it's the last run of X2, so stock up on that and support the information war. All right, let's go to Paul Joseph Watson for this segment and the next. Wow, Paul. So much happening, so much going on. We really called it 3 months ago when we said this demonization campaign of InfoWars is to set the precedent with us because they know once it's been a big story, once one man dies, it's a national tragedy. A million die, it's a statistic. As Stalin said, they made it all about me in a referendum on free speech, lied about it, took us off, and now it's thousands of sites a day off Twitter, Facebook, Google, total delisting. New York Times said, yeah, we're banning anybody. Good job, Twitter, that shows an NPC meme. It's dehumanizing. I mean, they have gone into Turboville, and Sundar says, you bet we're censoring the head of Google, and it'll help America. He went to the Senate, and he sent him a letter, and he said, we're standing by to help you censor. It's got a lot of attributes to it. I mean, they have really taking their pants off here. They've really showed us their big old purple booty.
Well, of course, and the irony here is that these same websites that got culled recently in this purge of, you know, pages with millions of followers, there were some on the right, but a lot on the left. One of those pages, and you've probably seen the story up on Infowars.com, literally wrote article after article a couple of months ago when we got purged, celebrating Reverb Press, I'm talking about. The headlines were literally, YouTube finally flushed Alex Jones for hate speech and the tinfoil hat brigade is melting down. Conspiracy creep finally got what he deserved. Alex Jones is finished on Facebook and the internet is rejoicing. So it was all this kind of, yes, go girl, you slay, kind of ridiculous, sophomoric headlines celebrating the purging of InfoWars. Well, guess what? Reverb Press has now been banned by Facebook and Twitter. Oh, but they get the platform to whine about it on BuzzFeed, and BuzzFeed says how bad it is. The same BuzzFeed with Charlie Wazell, who lobbied to have InfoWars banned as well, along with, obviously, Oliver Darcy of CNN. So, again, we defended these people. Now they're banned. Now they're given mainstream platforms to whine about it. The irony is strong here, but here's the good news, Alex. Because we've got such proud, such forthright, such an activist audience, if you go on Alexa.com and look at InfoWars traffic, now the concern was always, yes, we're going to get a big spike out of this because of the media attention, but for how long are we going to maintain it? Well, if you go on Alexa search rankings, which is not always accurate, but it is generally speaking, we've maintained that level. So we were down at about 4,500 originally back in July, shot up to 2,500 around that level, and it's maintained at that level over the past 2 months or so since we got mega banned on everything. Now, that's probably not going to stay right there, but we do have an activist audience which is engaged, as you said, sending out the emails, sending the text messages to keep us at that level to the point where they lose. It's the Streisand effect. It's backfired on them. But the point is that social media censorship, Alex, they whine all day about cyberbullying. Okay, this is a form of corporate cyberbullying. Social media is the global public square. You take someone away from that, you remove their right to that, you're basically removing them from the global brain. You're choking their ability to participate in the public square. Thousands of people were fired after all these mostly left-wing, libertarian, you know, pro-drug legalization, anti-war websites got banned off Facebook and Twitter. In coordination, once again. So this wasn't one website enforcing its terms of service. This was big tech corporate giants, monopolists, colluding with each other in election meddling. That is the key. They whine all day about the NPC meme being election meddling because it's bots. Even though it's clearly not bots, it's individuals creating these accounts. The election meddling is solely on the part of Facebook and Twitter because they're so desperately afraid of this meme. But it should be considered corporate cyberbullying. Thousands of people lost their livelihoods because of these bans. This actually ruins people's lives now. It's not just oh, you can go and start your own media platform, or, oh, it's just a private company. No, these massive corporations are ruining people's lives, laying off thousands of people, and now they get to go on BuzzFeed and whine about it, having celebrated in repeated articles InfoWars getting banned. So it's kind of ironic.
Well, you're absolutely right, Paul. And if you go to Right Wing Watch and the Southern Poverty Law Center and Media Matters, all funded by Soros, they're going, well, we got PayPal and other payment processors. We scanned their servers, and we know it's this company. Harass them. Have them shut down. He's a Nazi. So they lie about me and defame me. Then they harass us so that our listeners can't buy product from us. And they go, oh, but it's a private company. No, they're trying to shut us down, just like they've been trying to shut America down. And they're so pissed, Paul, that the country is coming back from the dead, and they get more desperate by the minute as Trump is able to restore the republic and his nationalist candidates win in Germany, in Sweden, in Denmark, in Greece, in Italy, in Brazil, all over the world. They are really scared.
Oh, completely. The Brazil thing's completely out of control. Bolsonaro's going to win. The ironic thing about all this, though, is that Right Wing Watch, which continuously lobbies for everything to shut us down, whether it be mail servers or, you know, payment processors, you go on their YouTube channel, they literally steal entire videos from people without commentary. It's clearly not fair use. Re-upload them to their own channel. Do they get copyright strikes from YouTube? No. It may be worth pointing that out to YouTube, that they're blatantly violating copyright, but then again, Alex, their channel has about 30,000 subscribers and nobody watches it.
I was about to say, I don't want to censor them, plus we don't need to. They want to remove us because they can't compete with the truth. These are literal handlebar mustache, you know, villains like Dick Dastardly from cartoons when we were kids. I mean, they are literally like villains with bombs to blow up the First Amendment.
Well, someone tweeted about this earlier where, you know, David Knight was talking about the Daily Beast article goes up and literally, what, an hour later, the account disappears. They make the comparison. It's like the kid, that the sniveling kid that tattles on everybody that nobody liked at school. It's like the kid at the end of the class who reminds the teacher that the homework is due when the teacher's forgotten about it. It's like, how could you even think that devoting an entire article to this is even worth it? But that's the attitude. But again, the Supreme Court is going to hear a case. You probably saw this story yesterday, Alex. This is a big case. This is CNBC. We posted it on InfoWars yesterday. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case that could determine whether users can challenge social media companies on free speech grounds. This is Manhattan Community Access Corporation versus Halleck. Centers on whether a private operator or a public access television network is considered a state actor which can be sued for First Amendment violations. So that's going to have broader implications for whether Facebook, Twitter, and Google are considered publishers. So if that goes our way in the Supreme Court, which is obviously now balanced in favor of logic and sanity, that could be a massive, massive case.
And let's be clear. We already have all the cases where they say they're a public commons, so they don't have publisher liability under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act and a bunch of other laws and subsections of laws that Obama passed, the Telecommunications Act in 2008. So 2009, so, and 2017. And so they're not supposed to take stuff off unless it's illegal. By them curating as they do, they now open themselves up as publishers and lose the third party liability waiver they had. I know, I run InfoWars. That's how we can have comments. If somebody goes there and threatens to murder somebody, it's not my fault. I'm a third party. I have to remove it. I have to respond to subpoenas, but I'm not.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.